Natasha, who do you have on the line?
So let's talk about something that is happening in Montreal right now to help make our society more inclusive, respectful, and equal. It's the Forum on Diversity and Inclusion, uniting to strengthen the field. It's happening at the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts today and tomorrow. Brian Bronfman is the president for the Peace Network for Social Harmony. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Natasha. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Brian.
So nice to talk to you again. So I understand this event is so popular, Brian, that it is sold out. So does that tell you that the need, the desire to change is there?
Yeah, I think thankfully there's a great interest in issues around diversity, inclusion, social justice, inequity, all the kind of stuff that we've been discussing today and that we're going to have workshops on tomorrow.
Okay, so tell us about some of the things happening with those workshops.
Well, today we had a keynote presentation by our wonderful Indigenous Senator Michelle Audette, who spoke incredibly forcefully about her trials and tribulations and how she managed to overcome those obstacles and despite what she lived through her life, the different racism and discrimination, she still talked about the importance of extending your hand and working together. We also had a panel with Fabrice Ville and Rachida Azdouz, and they spoke on some of the important challenges and even some of the terminology that people are working with around issues of diversity and inclusion, because even when how you talk about things is kind of complex, and people are working that through. But then ultimately, this is all leading to tomorrow when over 100 professionals who work directly in the field are going to be sitting down for facilitated workshops where they're going to discuss key issues, they're going to share information on best practices, and they're going to develop an action plan so that together they and the Peace Network can work together and through collaboration increase the impact and the efficiency of everybody's work and make a bigger difference in society so that we have the kind of peace and harmony that we all want to live in.
And that sounds pretty good. Is there a sense among attendees that, you know, yes, progress is being made, Brian, but there's still a whole lot of work to do?
I'd say that's true. I mean, I've seen this with other issues that we've worked on at the Peace Network where there was awareness that was being raised. I mean, I think because of tragedies like George Floyd and Joy Sessioquan, et cetera, people are more aware today. So I think we're beyond just awareness raising. We're looking at sort of more technical issues, like as I said about research and terminology and how to approach things. But then beyond that, we want to know about how to make a difference. I mean, it's time to act, and we believe at the network that action has to be collaborative in order to make a difference. So everyone, I think people are super excited, and especially after COVID, to actually be together in person, talking about these things and looking at how to work together to make a bigger difference.
You know, Natasha mentioned right off the top about it being sold out. Maybe people listening to this now are thinking, wow, this sounds like something I'd want to know more about. How do they do that?
Well, if they want to know more about the forum, we have a website specifically for the forum, which is www.forumdi, like diversity inclusion, forumdi.ca. And then the Peace Network itself has a website. It's thepeacenetwork.ca. So that would be a good way to start. And then also I might mention that the forum is just the beginning, because as I kind of was saying, that we're developing an action plan here. So you can watch out for the future where we want to do more collaborative action that makes a difference for social justice and equity and inclusion in our
good
society.
Good for you.
Brian, you're
what a
always
wonderful
up
initiative,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, you're always up to
thank
something
you.
Good. Thank you for telling us about it. Again, it's forumdi.ca or thepeacenetwork.ca. Was that right for the second one?
That's right. And thanks so much for your interest.
You
and your
bet.
Support. I really
thanks so
it.
Much, Brian. Brian Bronfman, president of the Peace Network for Social Harmony.